Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. On this 50th anniversary of President Nixon's war on cancer, the White House is picking up that baton and pledging to cut cancer deaths by 50% in 25 more years.
President Biden wants to double the achievement over the past half century that saw cancer deaths fall by a quarter. The five-year survival rate in many cancers have improved by an impressive 35%.
For breast cancer, 92% of women survive at least 5 years. For melanoma, it's gone from 82% to nearly 96%. In leukemia, it's more than doubled from 30% to nearly 70%.
We see it in leading deadly cancers. In lung cancer, which accounts for one-fifth of the cancers in the U.S., 22% of people make it 5 years, up from 11%. And pancreatic cancer has improved fivefold to 12%.
We can thank advances in early-stage detection for most of this progress. Better mammograms and endoscopies for colon screening are examples.
And novel treatments have been developed through the National Institutes of Health with a budget of $6.4 billion in 2020. One promising approach is harnessing our own immune system to destroy cancer.
In fact, several years ago, the Nobel Prize went to doctors Jim Allison and Tasuku Hanjo, who discovered they can use something called checkpoint inhibitors to unleash the immune system on cancer cells.
Even chemotherapy is easier for patients to bear. The goal isn't always to cure cancer, but to turn it into a chronic disease that is managed over a lifetime.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.